Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm coming to you live from the National Association of Broadcasters Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm delighted to be joined by Anna Belova, VP of Business Development at Radix. Welcome, Anna.
Hi. Thanks for giving us this opportunity to talk to you today.
Anna, why don't we just get started? And why don't you just tell us a little bit about Radix and how you're delivering products in the storage industry?
Radix has been on the market since 2007, and we've been developing an operating system for fast and reliable storage solutions. We work closely with manufacturers of server hardware, and we put our software, and together with them, we present it to our partners, VARs and system builders, who then deliver it to the market, to the end users.
When you look at the National Association of Broadcasters Conference, obviously the topic is how we're dealing with media and delivering, storing media. Tell me a little bit about how Radix plays in that environment.
Well, in the first place, Radix was developed with broadcasting and post-production in focus. And our software allows on-time delivery of the projects because we give not only high performance to the storage, but we also give increased reliability. And even when your hardware fails, we still allow you to keep the data and to reach your performance numbers.
Is there any particular technologies that are crucial for those applications that Radix is employing?
If we are talking about broadcasting and media and entertainment industry in general, we can see that data is growing and storage is, even if it's invisible to the industry itself, but it's a crucial part of the infrastructure. And everything here is about storage because media content needs to be stored, it needs to be processed, it needs to be delivered. And that's where storage plays its role.
You talked a little bit about reliability in terms of ensuring that data isn't corrupted or there's no issues with data storage. You also talked about performance. How does Radix deliver both of those things?
Well, in terms of performance, we just get maximum out of the hardware. So depending on the customer's requirements, we can recommend them to use this or that server hardware. And then Radix will enable this hardware to achieve maximum performance because of our innate characteristics, because of the core technology that lies within Radix. That's super fast and robust erasure coding.
So you're using erasure coding. What are the key determinations of why you chose erasure coding in terms of the approach in the product?
For Radix, the first task was to create a super fast RAID engine. The founder of the company is a mathematician himself, so he developed a specific calculation algorithms of how RAID can be calculated. And the libraries that lie within our product are super fast. They act at 25 gigabytes per second per processor core. And that's how erasure coding helps us to speed up the process. But also previously you asked about reliability. That is also very important. And this is also where erasure coding finds its place. Because with our algorithms, we can not only ensure the performance, but we can also detect soft errors and silent data corruptions. And we can correct them on the fly as your storage works. And you do not have any delay with the performance.
That's impressive. What are you guys showing at NAB this week?
At NAB here, we are presented on a number of partner booths. We have a live demo that goes on the EchoStreams booth showing a scale-out NAS solution on a 48 hard drive system that is clustered and has high availability, fault-tolerant configuration. We are working with four clients doing real-time four streams of 4K video rendering.
Wow, that's nice. So you mentioned the NAS 4K demo, and I know that you're in other demos as well. So can you tell me a little bit about where else folks can find you at NAB?
Also, Radix is presented with our partner SGO, a Spanish company that develops applications for video editing. Ask for their Mystica appliance, and that's where you can find Radix. Also, you can find our NAS solution with Slow-Mo TV. We're doing video referee systems, and ask for Radix with their MediaTek CNS.
You recently joined the Storage Builders Program, which is something that we just announced last month. Can you tell me a little bit about the collaboration with Intel in general and why you chose to be a member of Storage Builders?
Well, we've worked with Intel all the time through last year, 2015. We were working on a particular project that's not related to the media and entertainment industry, but related to supercomputing and high-performance computing industry. We presented a joint solution to build large clusters to address the needs of supercomputing industry. Given that our collaboration was very successful, Intel invited Radix to join Storage Builders Association. I really would like to thank Intel for inviting us to join this framework. The initiative just started, but we're very excited about where it's going to lead.
One final question for you. Obviously, you've talked about media storage. You've talked about high-performance computing storage. I'm sure that there are people that are listening to our interview interested in learning more about your products, like Exasphere. Can you point them to a URL or other place to go for more information about Radix?
You can always find information about Radix on the Radix website, which is www.radix.com. We also have our microsite on Intel Storage Builders Community. That's also where you can find some more information.
And that website is storagebuilders.intel.com. Anna, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.